Agencies that want cheap web design and app developer contracts face a potentially large roadblock called the Federal Acquisition Regulation. One reason is a part of the FAR that can limit how many and how cheap an agency's IT options are. Steve Kelman is professor of public management at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, former administrator of federal procurement policy, and he says those requirements are scaring smaller companies away from competing for those types of IT contracts. Steve, you pointed out, as I mentioned, web design and app developer contracts in particular in your latest blog post on the Lectern blog. Why those particular areas for your focus, Steve?
So I think this is a very dramatic example of where you have a lot of startups, a lot of garage companies, a lot of activity going on by new players who are both probably, in order to survive, very creative and also much less expensive. They lack overhead. People are not probably frankly paid as much because the work they enjoy doing the work is very exciting work. A lot of those small firms are very active in the commercial space and in the nonprofit space. And I think we have at least some evidence, including from the White House Innovation Fellows, who are a lot of these high-tech app developers, that many of them would like to serve the government. But there are problems with the federal procurement process. Some of them sometimes are exaggerated, but the specific problem, which is actually a statutory problem that I called attention to in the blog, is these various so-called socioeconomic requirements that go beyond the general requirements of law in areas like affirmative action plans and drug-free workplace and so forth. In all these cases, we have general federal law, and that applies to the garage contractor and to other people as well. But in many areas, we have federal requirements that go beyond the requirements of general law and that often apply not just to large contracts or big companies or whatever, but even in some cases apply to these very small garage firms and apply to contracts over $3,000. And what I was suggesting is that to encourage these new businesses to come into the government, this would have to be done statutorily. Congress have the same waiving of all these requirements that we currently have for purchases under $3,000 in general, and expand, also waive these requirements to new small businesses that are entering the government marketplace for the first time for their first five contracts or task orders with the government.
Now, as I read your piece, and you reference another piece in FCW about this by Mark Rockwell, so I went back and read this stuff. It seems to me, I was reminded by all of the challenges and contests that agencies are using. In many cases, those are IT related. And in many cases, the people that win those, or that win one of those, if there are multiples available for different approaches sometimes, in many cases, they're either individuals or small businesses of the kind that you're talking about. Is that one potential solution here?
That absolutely is. And you know, it's interesting you raise that, because I am not sure. I just don't know. I'd actually love to hear, have one of your readers either send me an email or put something online. I'd actually love to know the answer, whether these so-called socioeconomic requirements, whether or when they apply in the case of challenges or contests. Because if they don't, that is clearly a way for the government to get around that situation. The only a limitation of that is a challenge or a contest with a prize, usually you need to actually submit a final product or in this case a web app or an app or whatever to the government in order to win the prize. It might be in many cases. I mean, there are some cases if the app or the product is attractive enough in terms of its public interest value or its coolness value or whatever, that people are willing, in effect, on their own nickel, to actually try to develop the application or develop this website for the government in the hopes that they're going to win, because they don't get anything if they don't win the contest.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, as we know from these contests, people are willing to do that. But if you look at the kinds of things that are contests, it's often really, really socially very altruistic things. It's new methods for reducing blood pressure or ways to deal with, minds that are out there, in conflict areas. It's these things where people really feel good if they win, and therefore maybe are willing to put in the effort, even if they don't get any money if they lose. That might not be the case for a lot of the more run-of-the-mill, websites or app developments that the federal government has. So you might not get entrance to contests in those cases.
Steve Kelman of Harvard is writing about something that needs to be fixed in the FAR, in his view, on the Lectern blog at fcw.com. We have a link at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Steve, you write in this, and you mentioned the statutory change that would be necessary. That's the other way to get around this, is just to fix it, as you're proposing. And you write, I would propose eliminating all such clauses, these socioeconomic contract clauses, for contracts or task orders with small businesses that have had five or fewer government contracts. Now, I know you don't just pull numbers out of the sky when you're proposing these things. So is there some method to that five number, or were you just looking for a small number for companies that have not been big players in the federal space, or is and some other significance there?
I was looking intuitively for, I wanted more than one. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have enough so that the small companies could get a business base in the federal market that might justify them being then willing later on to make the investment, and also less of a fear factor in terms of dealing with the federal government. They'd be willing to say later on, all right, I'm willing to bite the bullet and do these requirements. So I wanted definitely more than one or two. I wanted to give them a chance in the federal market. I would personally, if you want to know Steve's personal opinion,
sure,
I'd like to waive it for more than five. I was trying to think of these. I wish I could say this is an easy statutory provision to get through, or statutory amendment. Unfortunately, each of these socioeconomic provisions has a constituency. And in fact, the tendency of every administration, including, I might add, the Obama administration, has been to add on to these, to add new provisions, slave labor, child labor, I mean, all sorts of things. There's a very, I wish I had a dollar for every time some person who knows nothing about procurement got up there and sort of said, if only we could use the huge buying power of the federal government too, and then adds on some social goal. My general reaction is, if only we could use the immense buying power of the federal government to get a good deal for taxpayers. That's my general view. But in this thing specifically, I think the benefits to, in terms of these underlying socioeconomic objectives, to having these small startup businesses having to go through this paperwork and these certifications with enough legal liability attached to them and a fear factor, for these tiny businesses that are really, really tiny compared to the cost to the taxpayer and to the federal government of excluding these much lower cost, more innovative small businesses from the federal marketplace. To me, it's a pretty obvious trade-off. On the other hand, I've been in the government. I know that each of these clauses has a constituency, and the tendency is to increase them over time, not to decrease them. So I was trying a little bit to find a balance between, I don't want it to be just one or two, because I want to give these new businesses enough experience in the federal marketplace, they then might be willing to bite the bullet. On the other hand, if we did what I personally would think would be better public policy, like make it 50 contracts for these new companies, as long as they're small, I'm not sure if that would be politically acceptable.
You write also, in the minute or so that we have left, Steve, about Agile. You address the issue there, too. What's the problem there that you
see?
Well,
so Agile is a really much improved and value-added way for the government to buy larger IT applications. It basically involves a number of very short spurts. That works in the private sector because it is really easy to get rid of a poorly performing contractor on a few of those spurts. In the government, that process is much more bureaucratic. And so I'm suggesting that we, either through a FAR deviation or a pilot program in statute, waive all of the paperwork and bureaucratic requirements for using past performance to make future task order awards, to make it easier for the government in this area to be more like the way a commercial customer would do Agile.